understand what's at stake here. God doesn't compare us to any other church. He compares us to what we could have done or what we should have done. I think that's what this parable is telling us. To some churches, to some people, I gave one talent, but I expect two. To some, I gave two. I expect four. I expect you to do something about it. Take the opportunities I'm giving you. Sometimes we miss out on God's opportunities because we become like a radio station. We're too busy broadcasting and we don't spend enough time tuning in to what God's trying to tell us. We need to listen. What's God trying to tell us? What's God got for your life? What opportunities have you missed in your life? What opportunities? Let's stand to our feet tonight. You see, Joseph waited 13 years for his opportunity to arrive. But he never gave up. He kept investing in his future. We've waited a long time for an outpouring. I mean an uncontrollable outpouring of the Holy Ghost. We've waited and prayed a long time. And we got to step into the water. We got to step in. We can't lose. The tragedy of a lost opportunity. We've got to do this, church. We've got to do this. If we don't do it, it's not going to get done. There's nobody else that's going to do this. Brother Phil ended his message this morning and did not even know that I was going to be ending mine the same way, so I think God's trying to tell us something. He's given us that chance tonight because God is an opportunity maker. He's giving you that chance to make a difference in your life. Reading from Mark 10, 17 through 22, and this is the story of the rich young ruler. And when he was gone forth unto the way, came there one running and kneeled to him and asked him, "Good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said unto them, to him, "Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, and that is God. Thou knowest the commandments. Did not commit adultery, didn't kill, I've never stole, I've never borne a false witness, I've never defrauded anybody, I've honored my father and mother." And he answered and said unto him, "Master, all these things I have done from my youth." I've done all of that. I've tried to be as good as an individual as I know to be. And Jesus, beholding him, loved him and said unto him, "One thing that thou lackest, go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give it to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come take up the cross and follow me." This young man stood to his feet. And the Bible says in verse 22, and he was sad at that saying, and he went away grieved, for he had great possessions. Here's a young man who had an opportunity to follow after Jesus. He had an opportunity to maybe be there in the upper room. He had an opportunity to eat the loaves and the fishes. He had an opportunity to be with Jesus. And he went away sadly, for he had great possessions. How many times does God give us opportunities and we simply let them go because we're afraid of what the consequences may be? You see, you don't get anywhere in God without giving up something. You won't. If you think for one minute that you're going to take it, you're going to get anywhere, you're going to become a Rich Thomas, you're going to become a John Grant, you're going to become a James Hawk, listen, you're not going to get there unless you're willing to give up something. What are you willing to give up tonight for that opportunity? You willing to give up drugs, alcohol, whatever it may be, for an opportunity to do something great for God? Are you willing to give up whatever your situation in your life is for that opportunity to do something great for God? Tonight, if you're here and you've never experienced the baptism of the Holy Ghost, baptized in Jesus' name or filled with the Holy Ghost, you have an opportunity tonight. You may never get another opportunity like tonight. We are never promised tomorrow. God has given you an opportunity. Don't lose this opportunity. The tragedy of lost opportunities. You may never get another chance to give your heart to God tonight. You may never have another chance to be baptized in Jesus' name for the remission of your sins. You say, Pastor, are you trying to scare me tonight? No. You just don't know how life is going to be. You don't know what tomorrow holds. If you need salvation tonight, you need to repent of your sins. God has given you an opportunity tonight to repent of your sins. The Bible says we've all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Some people you see around you tonight that look like they have their lives together so well. We don't always have our lives together so well. We have to repent daily. Paul says, I die daily. I repent daily. Because of attitudes and all other kinds of platitudes and all kinds of junk that we allow into our lives. There's no one here perfect. So if you need to repent of your sins, you need your sins washed away in baptism, and the power of the Holy Ghost is the most awesome gift that God has ever given to mankind. You have an opportunity tonight to receive that. I want you to come on this side. There are people that will come up and pray with you and walk you through this. We're not going to leave you up here by yourself. If you're here tonight and you want to take and shed the struggle, if you want to get rid of some of the baggage that you've been carrying, God is giving you an opportunity tonight. Brothers and sisters, we'll pray with you. Whatever situation, sick in body, God has given you an opportunity to pray tonight. I want you to come over on this side. We will lay hands